I can't control my horny level.
Who's horny?
It is the dumbest game that is played in radio, but here we are doing it yet again because we love it. It's called Who's Horny, and it has to do with what horn belongs to what car. We came up with this while sitting on the patio of a bar one day. Somebody's car alarm started going off, and we're like, there's a horn. Horny's funny. Who's horny? And next thing you know, this is the game.
So you're saying we were just drunk and
we're fairly drunk
looking for content.
Yeah, oh, horn. Oh, funny.
pretty much how it was.
But
I still love it so much. I love it. So we're going to play these horns, and we're trying to figure out what horn belongs to what car. And feel free to play along. You can call or text us anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY. But Ian is the only one with the correct answer, so we're all working on this together. Those of you in the chat as well would love your take on this, too. So Ian generally will also track down these vehicles that are for sale and give us the option to purchase them if we want to, which is very nice.
We have some great selections today, guys.
Okay. So we have a total of three. Are you guys ready? Are you feeling horny today, Mahoney?
Very horny, Dave.
Super horny. Audrey, horny today?
I might have to wash my hair, so casually.
Yeah, sounds about right. All right, here we go. On to number one, and who's horny? First off, that person needs to chill the hell out. Secondly, that sounded like a mid-sized sedan to me.
Yeah, like a Subaru Outback.
Oh, no, I'm thinking that is definitely like a 2004 Chevy Malibu.
Oh,
like
okay.
Malibu, like a Oldsmobile of sorts, maybe.
I feel like Oldsmobile have a little bit more girth
maybe
to theirs.
A Crown Vic?
A Toyota Corolla.
Now that you mention that, that does sound a little beefier than I heard the first time.
I'm sticking to my Subaru.
I'm going with Malibu.
Well, unfortunately, none of you are correct. Okay. So let's just go with the multiple choice here. Okay. Was that A, 2010 Ford Taurus, B, a 2013 Toyota Avalon XLE, or a 2020 Lexus EX?
Oh.
No, I'm going with the Taurus.
Hold on,
no
play
question.
That again.
I'm going Lexus.
No, I think that's a Toyota Avalon.
You think that's an Avalon from an Avalon owner?
I have a 2013 Toyota Avalon. I think that's it.
Lexus.
No, I think
Tell
that's
me
it.
I'm right, Ian.
Nope, that's, I said Crown Vic. I was a little off. It's a Taurus, no question.
Mahoney is correct. That was a 2013 Toyota Avalon XLE. He's in the know.
Also,
How hard you had to push?
The steering wheel gave it away because I have gotten that angry and aggro on the road sometimes and have started pushing it, and there's a distinctive click there.
It's not fair that you would give Mahoney his own horn when you know he also rage horns.
It's fine. We can purchase Mahoney's Avalon if he'll sell it to us.
I have the Touring. I don't have an XLE.
Oh, not the XLE.
I have the one above that.
Oh, well.
I didn't go for the Limited.
How much is that one?
$19,750 in El Dorado Hills, California. Clean title, smog pass, and ready to roll, according
to
the
How many miles on it?
It's got 100,000 miles on it.
$19,000 for 100,000?
I mean, it's a $40,000 car.
It's got 100,000
miles.
It's a Toyota.
Oh, my God.
It's ready to roll with a clean title.
We just saw that the average cost is $20,000 for a used vehicle, and we just saw it happen right in front of our eyes.
All right. Yeah. Mahoney is the horniest.
So you're saying
far.
I get 20 cheese for mine? I mean, I got 120,000 miles on my car, but I do have the Touring, not the XLE.
You can get about 20.
And you got a sub in the trunk.
Sell it.
Totally unnecessarily.
Here we go on a 900-watt amp in there, too.
That's a trumpet.
That's me.
No, that's a trombone.
That's got to be a tugboat.
That's a trombone.
It's a boat. It's going to be a boat.
It's got to be a boat.
Was that A, someone slowly moving a large table across the floor? B, a tuba? Or C, a tugboat?
That's a tuba.
Hit it again.
Oh, God. It could be any of them.
That's a tuba. That's a tuba.
That's somebody moving a table.
Oh, hold on. No, it's not.
That's not a tuba. You can hear it.
It's a tuba.
It's a tuba.
I'm going with Audrey. That's a tuba.
I'm going tugboat.
Audrey Mahoney, you are correct. That is a tuba.
I knew immediately that
was
in the brass section.
Check out the size of this tuba in San Bernardino right now for
$2,800.
$2,800?
We need to get this tuba.
Hold on. So you're telling me if I take $23,000, I can get a Toyota Avalon and a tuba?
And a tuba.
Wow. Shout out to that tuba player.
You know what the worst part is? I actually researched videos of people moving tables slowly across the floor. Not many. Not many videos out there.
There should be. We need to add that to our ASMR channel.
Maybe in a couple of weeks.
Submit your videos, 833-YO-DUMMY.
So far, Mahoney is the horniest.
Yeah.
That's right.
He's
coming in second, though.
He's perfectly horny, and Audrey is
coming in second.
Only the second horniest. Here we go with the third and final one.
Oh, the truth.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
No, that's me climaxing.
Ew.
No, that's got to be like a Model T or something like
that. Ooh, for the final horn, was that A, a 1912 Ford Model T, B, some chick, or C, a toy tugboat?
Oh.
That's a Model T.
One more time.
I'm going to say that's a toy car.
I'm going to go that's a toy tugboat.
Audrey Mahoney.
Wait. Hold on. I need to make sure that's not a chick.
Oh, wait. No.
I think that's a chick.
Is that a chick?
I think that's some chick.
Laughing in a weird way.
Yeah. I think that's a real bad laugh.
Ew.
That's a real bad laugh.
Okay. Mahoney's going laugh. I'm sticking with my toy tugboat. And then you're going Model T.
This
will determine whether or not we're winners or not, Mahoney, right here.
Audrey, you are incorrect. That is not a toy tugboat. Okay. And Dave, it's not a Model T.
Oh,
that's just some chick. So horny.
He did the horny sweep.
I can't control my horny level.
Could you imagine if that's how you, you know?
Actually,